what the big changes at Facebook mean to you. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Facebook this week unveiled an ambitious plan to become the center of internet users' experience. The language Facebook uses to describe these changes, terms like the open graph, can be a bit confusing, but for users it boils down to a few things. You'll start seeing Facebook like buttons all over the web, which will allow you to share whatever you're liking with your Facebook friends. And you'll see your Facebook friends liking things as well without you even having to actually visit Facebook. All sorts of data will be exchanged between Facebook and sites deploying these like buttons. For example, the music site Pandora will pull in your music preferences from your Facebook account to deliver music to your liking. Caroline McCarthy covers social networking for CNETnews.com. I asked her what the changes mean for average Facebook users.
It means that they're going to see Facebook and the social activities tied to Facebook and their friends list on a lot more third-party sites that they visit. Like, for example, Yelp, the business review site, is going to have Facebook friends list integrated into it. So that you'll see Yelp reviews from your friends when you go to the homepage, even if you are not a Yelp member. You basically are going to see your Facebook identity becoming a lot more pervasive across the web.
And you'll see these new Facebook like buttons showing up everywhere.
Yes, exactly. And in fact, over at CBS Interactive, my parent company, we're putting them on our sites pretty much right now. People are really eager to get these in place. And any publisher is going to be putting these on their site because they want to have exposure to a site that has 400 million people using it, obviously.
That puts Facebook in a potentially incredibly powerful position.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that Facebook basically is asserting dominance to really wanting to own the internet and own the social connections between its users. If there is Facebook, Facebook technology really pervading across the whole web, that additionally is going to be important for Facebook as they try to pretty much get literally every person on the face of the planet to join.
For me personally, it's one thing to log on to the Facebook site, do some interacting there, do some business there, but I can always leave. Now it feels like it's going to be harder to leave, that if you really want to fully participate in the social web, Facebook sort of becomes unavoidable.
Yeah, more or less. And I know that some users' immediate reactions to this are that they're scared, that they're starting to see Facebook as kind of always constantly being there when it used to be just this one destination behind a login wall that they could sort of leave at will. And now it's a matter of, you know, Facebook is just not leaving you. And so some people who are concerned about privacy or who are just, you know, not huge fans of Facebook in the first place may consider it to be a little bit Orwellian.
I'm wondering if Facebook might be overplaying its hand just a little bit on this sharing thing. It's as if, you know, their assumption behind all these changes is the most important thing to us as users is to be able to share and like and recommend everything that we do on the internet to our friends.
The thing is that a lot of people don't want to share everything about what they read online and what they do online. And for some people, the being on the internet is actually a very antisocial activity, and that's how they like it. And I think that they definitely have the right to that. And I think that Facebook is obviously encouraging people to be more social online and to you know sort of keep those connections strong. But yeah, not everyone wants that.
Caroline McCarthy writes The Social, a CNET blog. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.